Renting out your home to a total stranger is easier than ever, thanks to websites like Airbnb. In a short amount of time, Airbnb has become a multi-billion dollar business. But cities like New York, Portland, and San Francisco are trying to crack down on vacation rental sites. Another city just joined that fight, Santa Monica, California. The city council recently passed laws that will greatly limit rentals through sites like Airbnb. NPR's Sam Sanders reports.
80-year-old Arlene Rosenblatt and her husband rent out their quaint converted duplex in Santa Monica when they're traveling to visit their grandkids.
Let's see, that's my mom. A lot of these people are no longer alive. This is me.
Rosenblatt's given me a tour of her house, and she's pointing out dozens of photographs, many of her seven grandchildren.
Judd, Tom, Rebecca, Jake, Eli, Mira, and Bela.
She says the money they make renting through Airbnb helps.
I'm a retired school teacher. We don't get a lot of retirement income. My husband, all he has is his Social Security.
Rosenblatt says under new rules in Santa Monica, she could lose up to $20,000 a year. The new guidelines say any rentals 30 days or less can only happen if the owner or permanent tenant stays in the house with the guest. That rule alone would make Rosenblatt's rentals illegal. The rules also implement a 14% tax on those rentals and require business permits.
Of course, I would get a business license. I would pay my hotel tax. But it's not fair for us to have to follow the same regulations that big business does.
Rosenblatt's talking about leasing companies and vacation rental agencies that use Airbnb to post multiple listings for places no one actually lives in. She says she's being punished for what they're doing. So just who is using Airbnb in a place like Santa Monica? Grandmas or big business? Roy Saman thinks he knows.
The public persona that the company portrays does not really connect with which users generate the revenue.
Saman is a policy analyst for the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy. He led a big study on Airbnb in L.A., and he found that a third of Airbnb revenue in the city comes from leasing companies, companies with lots of listings, often apartments that are only used for vacation rentals, basically de facto hotels. Saman says those vacation rentals cut into the number of residential apartments to rent, not just in Santa Monica and L.A., but all over the country.
Supply and demand exists. When you have a tight rental market, this really exacerbates those market forces by taking hundreds of additional units out of circulation.
Airbnb disagrees.
It's absolutely false.
David Owen is head of policy at Airbnb. His company says 8 out of 10 LA users only rent out the space they live in, so they aren't taking units out of the market. And Owen says you can't pin the entire rental crisis on Airbnb.
Cities like Los Angeles and Santa Monica are facing affordable housing issues that are decades old. Any straight line between those issues and home sharing or Airbnb is smokescreen for very real issues around housing affordability.
But since Saman's study was released, Airbnb's been quietly removing listings from some of the big vacation rental companies Saman drew attention to. Arlene Rosenblatt says she wants the new rules in Santa Monica changed. But she says, with or without Airbnb, she's staying in her home.
Obviously, I could sell it and move somewhere else, but I'm living my dream right now. I mean, we walk almost every morning on the beach path. It's amazing.
Who else gets to take that walk right from Rosenblatt's house to the beach? That's still up for debate. Sam Sanders, NPR News.